When farmers apply for a particular scheme, they employ planners, and the planners work off existing maps. But a new system has been introduced, and that is remote sensing inspections, and these are carried out with the benefit of up-to-date satellite imagery. So when they compared the satellite imagery measurements with those carried out on the ground, they discovered that there were anomalies, and that's the reason that farmers before Christmas are getting these dreaded clawback letters. And I think at this stage what should be called for and what should be granted is an amnesty for farmers.
Are you getting any indication from the Commission that there's an appetite to go along with what you're saying and that they will withdraw the clawback demands?
Absolutely none so far, and that's the reason that I decided to go to the top. That's the reason that I sought a meeting with Commissioner Cholas, and I'm hoping that either towards the end of this week or certainly next week that I will certainly be in a position to meet him and to point out that the amount of money that's spent on this bureaucracy in terms of clawing back this money, apart from the hardship imposed on farmers, is absolutely huge. So look, given amnesty, it's not the farmer's fault. In many cases, the planners actually got the measurements almost right, but when they were actually compared against the satellite imagery, they were proved to be, in most cases, just marginally over and above what was claimed.
Is there any role for Simon Coveney in this?
There is a role for Simon Coveney, and I've written to him because, I mean, on the one hand, me going to Commissioner Cholas carries a certain amount of weight, but the minister who presided over the Council of Ministers from January of this year until 30th of June, he knows the Commission because he was the one that actually did a tremendous job in negotiating the new Common Agricultural Policy. So it strikes me that Commissioner Cholas and himself have a very good, strong, working one-to-one relationship.